Companies axing their offshore call centres and bringing the jobs back to Australia to deal with increased consumer calls has been an unexpected result from the pandemic. In recent years, many businesses have sent that work offshore to save on high local labour costs. Westpac's become the latest company to join the trend, closing operations in the Philippines and India due to COVID restrictions. The banks have been swamped by customers wanting to defer loan repayments. Here's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Due to the COVID-19 situation, you may experience extended wait times.
It's an inescapable and chilling message these days. Having not only disrupted but closed offshore call centres in Asia, COVID-19 is calling the shots at the banking giant Westpac. Chief Executive Peter King says the equivalent of 1,000 jobs are coming home from India and the Philippines to bolster local operations so distressed customers get onshore Australian help at a time of crisis.
What we've seen in the COVID period is the call centre being one of the primary contact points for the bank. So as customers have wanted not to venture into branches, we've seen the demand for contact centres increase materially.
Offshore call centres have saved banks like Westpac tens of millions of dollars over the years. So is this an admission that they don't work in a crisis like a pandemic?
There's certainly the model that we are moving away from has had challenges in COVID, and that was part of the rationale for the move.
So is this a permanent decision? Would you consider moving that sort of work offshore again in the future once the pandemic is gone?
Oh, no, this is a permanent change for us. It's not going to change once we get through this COVID period. Our existing capacity wasn't staffed to match the COVID levels, and that saw hours of wait time, and that's just something that we need to improve on. They can't be that long.
Westpac rival the Commonwealth Bank has no offshore call centre operations. The National Australia Bank says its customer call centres are Australian-based, while Telstra has taken on 3,500 local staff after its offshore call centres were temporarily closed. So given the pandemic impact, is the offshore call centre dead?
I wouldn't say it's dead, but it's becoming less relevant.
Grant Custance is chief executive of the software firm Nimbus, which provides customer management technology for some big Australian companies.
COVID-19 has really propelled businesses to review their operating model with call centres overseas. So that's left large corporations, for instance, like Telstra, scrambling over the last couple of months as their call centres have temporarily closed down.
The imperative for a local caring voice is critical for Westpac's Peter King, as call centres check in daily with customers on loan repayment deferrals. And Mr King concedes not every borrower will survive the pandemic.
For those who need help, it's best that we speak to them earlier rather than later. You know, we can't rule out that some people may have too much debt and therefore we need to deal with that, but we're a long way off that at this point.
That's Westpac Chief Executive Peter King, and he was speaking there with Peter Ryan.